Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. The United States Post Office Department, which is today the U.S. Postal Service, began experimenting with airmail delivery as early as 1911. In 1918, the Post Office established the first airmail route between New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. All mail had to be flown on government-operated aircraft in those early days, but that ended in 1926 when the Kelly Act required the Post Office to start contracting airmail out to commercial carriers. Unfortunately, corruption in the awarding of contracts during the Hoover administration led newly elected President Franklin Roosevelt to cancel the program in 1934. The Army Air Corps temporarily carried airmail, but this proved equally disastrous. By mid-1934, competitive bidding was restored, and commercial carriers resumed airmail service. While the major air routes went to the large commercial carriers, aircraft technology had improved enough by the 1930s that small carriers serving rural parts of the country could get contracts as well, if only temporarily. This is where the Northwoods comes in. In the mid-1930s, Northwoods residents could send a letter via airmail. Anyone who paid airmail postage and got a letter to the Rhinelander Post Office in time for one of the four mail trains leaving town could expect their letter to arrive in most major cities in the country within 24 hours. But sending mail by train, then having it flown out of Milwaukee, was not direct service. In 1938, in celebration of the 20th anniversary of the first airmail route, the Post Office declared that the week of May 15th through the 21st would be National Airmail Week. Postmasters in small towns across the nation were encouraged to participate. In Rhinelander, Postmaster John Kelly contracted with local pilot Steve Schalbreck to fly the first airmail ever out of the North Woods on the 19th. Originally, Schalbreck was to start in Eagle River, stop in Three Lakes, and then Rhinelander, but demand was high enough that those two towns got their own routes. Tomahawk and Merrill received a combined route as well, as did Ashland and Hurley. Schalbreck's flight path took him from Rhinelander to Milwaukee with one stop at Clintonville. The Eagle River route went to Milwaukee with stops at Marinette and Green Bay. The Three Lakes route went direct to Milwaukee. Each town where a flight originated could print out its own personalized ceremonial airmail cachet that could be stamped on each envelope. Rhinelander's cachet was printed in red. It featured an outline of the state showing the town's location along with a picture of the Hodag. It said, "Home of the Hodag, capital of Wisconsin's heart of the lakes, where the nation finds recreation." Bags of mail left the Northwoods by air on that day in 1938, but it was a route that lasted for only a single day. It was not until January 1948, when Wisconsin Central Airlines began regularly scheduled service out of Rhinelander, that direct airmail service became a permanent fixture in the Northwoods. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.